Hello, 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 and welcome to Dream Power Radio. This is a place where we talk about
this
dreams,
is Dream Power
both
Radio,
daytime
the place
and
where your
dreams
turn into reality,
and how you can use them to make
host,
the internal
Debbie
shift
Spector
to
Weissman.
A life you love, and rediscover the truth of who you really are. As a writer, I was taught to avoid cliches at all costs. But with struggling for a way to begin today's program, all I could think of was something that's pretty much become a cliched expression. America is undergoing a mental health crisis. There's no avoiding it. According to the CDC, around 1 in 5 people will suffer from a mental illness at one point in their lives. Suicides are on the rise and are now the second leading cause of death among adolescents. Serious depression is the number one cause of disability among adults. Not only does it disrupt personal lives, it also has an effect on the economy, with mental illness overall accounting for over $200 billion in lost earnings per year. Poor mental health can lead to poor physical health as well. But enough about statistics. You don't have to be diagnosed with a mental illness to have issues with mental health. I'll bet anyone listening can name at least one person whose life is dominated by stress or anxiety, or who uses intoxicants to cope with their life issues, or who just plain feels unbalanced and unfulfilled. But behind every problem, there is a solution. And that's what we're going to focus on now with my special guest, Marty Wuttke. Marty is one of the pioneers in the use of neurofeedback to treat all kinds of mental conditions, and is one of the most prominent neurofeedback specialists in the world. He runs the Wuttke Infinite Potential Institute in Santa Barbara and is the author of the book, The Brain Sutras, Keys to the Revealed Consciousness. Welcome to Dream Power Radio, Marty.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, and this is an important subject to talk about, so I'm glad you're here too.
Yeah.
You've been helping people with mental illness issues for a long time. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a difference in the type of issues you've dealt with today as opposed to when you started?
No, I think we're more conscious of the issues now, though. You know, 40 years ago when I first started doing this, a lot of people's issues were swept under the rug. Oh, you'll get over it kind of thing. Now it's like, no, we're not getting over it. The biggest thing I've seen in the past 3 or 4 years is likely due to the pandemic. There is an epidemic of anxiety disorders and sleep disorders that we see every day. 9 out of 10 of our clients have one or the other. And the insidious thing about the anxiety the pandemic has produced, it's the sort of background, constant looming fear and threat. And that's triggered very primitive areas of the brain. And so people who didn't have anxiety before now are experiencing that. It's quite rampant, really.
And it affects not just adults, but kids also, right?
Sometimes more so kids. I mean, they don't know. You know, they depend on their parents and the stability of their parents. And when they see their parents having anxiety and wear your mask and this and that, it really trickles down. We have a lot of kids we're working with now as well.
Okay, well, your method is neurofeedback. So for people who aren't familiar with it, can you just give us a brief description of what is entailed with neurofeedback?
Sure. Neurofeedback is a very advanced form of biofeedback. Most people know what biofeedback is. You measure muscle tension or blood pressure, skin temperature, that sort of thing. And through the feedback process, you learn how to control it or shift it. Neurofeedback, we go directly to the brain. We measure the brain, the EEG, electroencephalography. There's different types of neurofeedback, but we use in-channel EEG cap. We measure the brain, and first we do an assessment process, and we look for parts of the brain or indicators in the brain that may have something to do with the symptoms the person is experiencing. For instance, anxiety, there's huge networks of neurons. So with neurofeedback, we identify those patterns, and then we literally train the person to reduce that activity. So, for instance, an example is anxiety, reducing those anxiety patterns. And, you know, because they're self-generating, so we want to stop that, turn that off, and get the brain to shift. So it's technically a training process. It's not a treatment. The person is literally training themselves to change their brain through a very sophisticated computer system.
And they're actually looking at the brain waves.
They're looking at a representation of the brain waves. Over the years, we've used every type of feedback you can imagine. Now, because of technology, we can actually use videos. So we can use documentaries, Planet Earth, these sorts of things. And if the person's brain is doing the right thing, we want to reward it. So the way this reward works in this particular situation is the video will be bright. So that when the brain's doing the right thing, it's full brightness. And when the brain's sort of moving to more negative pattern, it dims. And this is intermittent, bright, dim, bright, dim. And eventually, it's a process called operant conditioning. And you're basically rewarding the brain when it's doing the right thing. Eventually, the brain learns how to go there.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you, let's say, suffering from anxiety, is this something that can be dealt with in one session, or does it take a while? How does that work?
No, it usually takes a while. I wish it was one session. But, you know, some of us have patterns dug down so deep from childhood even. So it can take a while to retrain the brain. The brain's very stubborn. It has what's called a default mode network, where it wants to keep defaulting back to old patterns, old memories, old behaviors. And to enable somebody to break free of that can take a little while. And of course, it depends on the person and the severity of the trauma and so on.
Mm-hmm. So it's very much individualized, depending on
Much individualized. Usually it's a minimum of 20 sessions, 20 training sessions, each session about an hour. There are people who need more, depending on chronic fatigue syndrome, some more severe disorders, autoimmune disorders may need more. But it's come a long way over the years. We've probably cut the total treatment length down by 75%, I'd say.
And once the brain has been retrained, does it stay that way?
It does, but with some caveats. Like, I will tell people that if they have general anesthesia, they want to come back in for a booster. If they have dental surgery, come back for a booster. If they have a high fever, come back for, you know, all these things affect the brain. A big binge on drug or alcohol also, obviously, or head injury. So by booster, I just mean a session or two to get the brain back online. It's not like you have to start all over again. But if none of those things occur, not only does the brain hold it, it continues to improve over time. Research.
You find most people, or is there a way you could break down the types of people who come to see you? Is it mostly anxiety, or does it run the gamut of all kinds of things?
It runs the gamut. And again, since people have become so familiar with the term, the acronym PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of people are self-diagnosing and or they've been diagnosed. So we get a lot of that. And we get people who are just quite simply stuck in behavioral patterns that they, you know, they've tried everything. We get a lot of people at the end of their rope. We wanted to call our office the last resort, because we're just people, you know, had been through everything. And often they end up with us. And I have a reputation over the past 40 years of being able to fix a lot of long-standing issues. So, but anxiety certainly is a big one. We get kids with ADD. I also have a background treating autism, depression, big one. And as I said, PTSD is this buzzword now that a lot of people are self-diagnosing and identifying traumatic memories that need to be healed.
Mm-hmm. I see. You also use this in a holistic way, along with some other modalities, like sound vibration, for instance. Can you talk a bit about that and how they all interconnect?
Yes, that's fascinating new science. And it is a science. It's well, quite documented. My wife does that. She's been studying that for a while. She's a neuroscientist and a cognitive psychologist. And this just appealed to her. So she actually uses tuning forks, all different notes and vibrational rates. And the tuning forks help, you don't actually touch the body, they move around the outside of the body, but the body resonates to these frequencies. And what did Einstein say? That we are frozen frequency. You know, that's what matter is. So the science behind this type of sound therapy is that you can use the tuning forks to help the body get rid of disharmonies and to reestablish a vibrational harmony in the body. I don't know what to relate it to, except that it's a very, very similar to the effects you'll see from acupuncture, except stronger. And it's a real strong boost to the neurofeedback process. It works on the energetic and the body level. So it's very, very useful.
So if somebody's going through a session, are both things happening at the same time?
No, we have separate rooms for them. When you do the sound vibration therapy, you lay on a massage table, and Stella chooses various tuning forks, various frequencies, depending on what the problem is. A lot of the time, she's just grounding people, especially in the beginning. People are not grounded, you know, and so just trying to get people in their body, get people grounded, get the body to release some of the stress.
And does that boost the effectiveness of the neurofeedback?
Yeah, we get the combined effect is exponential. I will occasionally refer people out for body work, whether it be somatic healing or whatever. But, you know, Bessel van der Kolk wrote a book called The Body Keeps the Score. And I'm a huge believer in his whole approach. Our body is keeping the score of everything that's happened to us. And, you know, if you're addressing mental things, more often than not, you have to address physical. It manifests physically as well, too.
So. Yeah, I was going to get into that because I think I even said earlier that we do have physical problems that can result from the mental. So people come to you with, you know, let's say that's an example, depression. Do you find that their physical symptoms also improve?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it has to. We are mind, body, spirit beings. And the deepest part of us, you said in the beginning about talking about dreams and the subconscious, the deepest part of us is mind and emotions. And I think many of the physical issues we see are kind of like a ripple effect from deeper issues in the mind and emotions. And so when you start integrating and healing that, you see physical things start to ameliorate as well.
Mm-hmm. And so it's an overall total positive treatment.
Yes, absolutely. That's been my experience over 40 years. We treat the whole person, teach meditation, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Well, we have to take a short break now. We're speaking with Marty Wuttke about neurofeedback, and we'll be right back. If you're not pleased with the trajectory of your life, the time to begin your own personal transformation is now, and your dreams can help pave the way. How? By tapping into your unvoiced confidence. What is unvoiced confidence, you say? It's acceptance of your abilities and qualities. It's a state of mind coming from liking and even loving yourself, and feeling free to say or do anything you want without concern for the judgment of others. You were born confident, but may have had it chipped away little by little by the negative self-beliefs you've picked up over the years. If you're looking for the heightened energy, clarity of thought, and the feeling of being more alive that comes from self-confidence, you can rediscover it by paying attention to your dreams. Need some help doing this? Go to my website, thedreamcoach.net, and sign up for my complimentary dream discovery session. I can help show you how your dreams can help you return to the confident person you were always meant to be. Again, go to thedreamcoach.net, thedreamcoach.net.
Welcome back to Dream Power Radio with your host, Debbie Spector Weissman.
Yes, welcome back to Dream Power Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Spector Weissman, and we're talking about neurofeedback with Marty Wuttke. Well, Marty, you know, you talked about neurofeedback being able to help things like depression and anxiety and PTSD and things like that, but you don't really have to necessarily have a diagnosed mental illness to benefit from this kind of neurotherapy. So can you talk about some of the other ways that you use it to...
Other applications? Sure. Well, for instance, a lot of athletes are using this now. The entire Italian soccer team did neurofeedback and won the cup several years ago. a lot of golfers, because it improves brain acuity, brain processing. The military is training their special ops forces in with neurofeedback to be more focused, more concentrated, improves hand-eye coordination. I get a lot of here in Santa Barbara, we have a lot of actors, actresses, writers. So a lot of people come to me for creativity to improve their, you know, if they have a writing project or an acting project or something coming up, they come to us for that.
And I'm curious, how does it help improve creativity?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, neurofeedback helps you gain access to the depths of your own consciousness, which we know is where there's a lot of information in there, maybe infinite information, and the potential is huge. So we're helping people tap into their own creativity. You know, Einstein and most great inventors and geniuses discovered or came to their realizations in deeper states of consciousness, usually what we call theta. And we can train that sort of thing. We can train people's to consciously go to these different states and thereby gain better access to their own creativity, their own inspiration, if you will.
So when you're doing the neurofeedback, are you in like creating the theta state in that process?
No, we're teaching the brain how to go there. We don't create it. We're just giving the brain feedback and when we're aiming it in that direction. And that's a very type of neurofeedback we don't do with everybody. Usually you have to, there's a few steps before that. But any of the brain waves, we're not creating them. We're teaching the brain how to, and the brain will respond. It will say, okay, I see. And it will go there and find that state.
Right. Well, you know, as a dream specialist, very well, when we get into the dream state, we're in that different brain. Our brain state does go into a different place. And I'm wondering how you use neurotherapy to promote better sleep. Because if you don't have good sleep patterns, you can't dream.
Yeah, and that's another epidemic right now, along with anxiety, sleep disorder. 9 out of 10 people walk in with some kind of a sleep issue. But we get great results with sleep problems. First, we have to identify what is causing the problem. We look at the autonomic nervous system. Is there hyperarousal, hypervigilant? Is the person ruminating all night? What's going on? We, you know, and of course, from a holistic perspective, we look at everything. We look at past traumas and we look at diet and nutrition, exercise, and so on. But we are very close to being 100% effective with sleep issues. And it may take a little while to respond, 10 or 20 sessions, but we're very successful with that.
And then people are able to get the sleep that they need.
Yeah, they get a wearable Aura ring or a special watch, and they all suddenly see that their 4 stages of sleep are working right again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, can you give me an example to how this treatment has helped your clients?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you have thousands and thousands.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick one or two out. I got a phone call day before yesterday from a former client who came to me, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, with chronic fatigue and Lyme's disease. And really, who had tried everything, medical profession sort of just gave up or at least went as far as they could go with her. So she came to me and started working with her. Her brain was really inflamed. You know, the inflammation that you see from particularly Lyme disease and chronic fatigue was causing excruciating headaches and muscle aches and depression and exhaustion. So started working with her, and sure enough, she came around after several sessions, and she worked on an exercise program, but she was homeless when she first came, living out of her car. And I got a call the other day, she's living not too far. She's creating a holistic center now and going to incorporate neurofeedback. She's going to incorporate all those things that she felt healed her. So that's the kind of person we get. I've also had people with autoimmune disorders. And it's not that neurofeedback is a treatment for those specific issues. If those issues clear up, it's more of a side effect of normalizing the nervous system. Because if you get the nervous system to stop being in a state of hyper arousal, for instance, all the systems start to self-regulate again. So we've had some with autoimmune, somebody with bone marrow failure, going to complete remission from that after 6 weeks. And then just people with generalized anxiety. I've worked a lot with, or did, with parolees who, you know, there's a high recidivism rate with guys who get out of prison and within a year, a large percentage end up back. So we did a project with the local sheriff's department to see if we could reduce those recidivism rates. And it was working, but then COVID came along. We had to stop the project. So there's many, many different areas of application for this. And those were first two anyway, were dramatic examples. But, you know, just the normal mom coming in who can't sleep, who's stressed out. And we get plenty of that. And we can help re-regulate the nervous system and get some of the stress and anxiety to go away.
So how much of the physical problems that people have can be sourced back to brain issues?
Quite a few. I mean, there are obviously genetic and congenital issues that are a different story, but there's a test called the ACEs, is the acronym, Adverse Childhood Experiences. And it's 11 questions. Did you experience abuse? Did you witness abuse? Were you abandoned? Those 11 questions revolve around those. But the higher the ACEs score, the more physical issues later on in life, everything from cardiovascular disease to cancer. So this is well researched in California. You know, many, many of our issues stem from traumas that we've experienced or witnessed over our lifetime. And of course, the SAD, the standard American dying, certainly contributes to all this as well.
Yeah. Do you get into nutrition a lot with your patients?
Yeah. I originally started out to be a chiropractor 40 years ago, so I have a background in clinical nutrition, and will either refer people out for more testing or make suggestions.
So what actually got you interested in pursuing neurofeedback?
So in my adolescence from New York, I got heavily into drugs and was addicted by the time I was 16 or 17, went through 7 treatment programs. And when I was 21, 1978, I had a spiritual experience that popped me out of the cycle. And I knew that experience was unique, that something had changed at a very deep level, and it literally altered my life at that point. So I spent a couple of years searching, what was this? How does this work? How can I share this with other people? And that led me, this would take me a long time to explain, but that led me down the road to working in a psychiatric hospital and investigating meditation science and seeing how meditation changed the brain and then using neurofeedback to facilitate those same changes. So it was originally looking at the meditation model, but what happened was, as we were doing the process in the hospital and applying it to our patients, you know, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, cravings, drug addiction, alcoholism, all those things started to respond. And back then, there was only a handful of us in the world, but now it's really gone quite exponential. If you Google neurofeedback, you'll see it's everywhere.
Oh, yes, it is. I just want to go back a second to what you're saying about meditation. So does meditation actually affect the brain in the same way?
Well, in the same way as neurofeedback. No, meditation is unique to the individual, to their history, and then the type of meditation that they practice. But there are identifiable changes in the brain that occur over the course of a meditation, of a person's meditation practice, that we can facilitate. I've had Buddhist lamas come in to help with their spirituality and their practices. So that's one of my passions, really, because not just for people I treat, but for myself. We can really have a huge effect on the meditation process and on raising people's consciousness.
So again, raising meditation to a higher level.
Yes. Yeah, because it's all brain. It has nothing to do with anything mystical out here. It's your brain. This is where meditation happens, not out here somewhere. And this is where everything happens. Our emotions, our thoughts, everything happens in the brain. And so therefore, it made sense to me. Well, if that's the case, is that where we need to go if we really want to affect these areas?
Okay. You had said earlier about the changes in neurofeedback since you started, where you know you're now using video and other techniques. Where do you see it going?
Wow. Good. I think it's going to evolve. Now we have to use caps and gel and connect these electrodes. It's painless, but I think we're going to move more towards electromagnetic feedback, where we're actually, you know, we're measuring the field around the brain. And then by teaching, because this is already true, there's places where they're doing this, teaching people how to shift this field, we'll see a big shift everywhere.
That is amazing. Is there a final thought you'd like to leave for my audience?
Well, my final thought is, it's not a final thought, I think I may have mentioned it. It's been my experience that everybody has this tremendous potential within themselves. We spend much of our lives looking out here, trying to find it there, going here, going to a guru, a teacher, a therapist, and so on. But it's been my experience that when we start to look inside ourselves and get quiet, that all the answers, everything we need is in there. We just have to learn to turn our attention back this way. And I think everybody, some people can't meditate. You know, they say, I just can't do it. And that's fine. Do moving meditation or find some sitting meditation or go to the beach or go to the woods. But the meditative state is extremely important for self-healing. You know, meditation is self-directed neuroplasticity. The brain is plastic, and we can direct that process with things like meditation. We can remold, reshape our brains if we so choose to.
I think that is so well said and so true. I mean, I know just even from my own experience, I was able to survive the pandemic. Actually, I said not only survive, but thrive through the pandemic through meditation and practicing gratitude and just all those things.
Yeah. Gratitude, you know, skyrockets your interleukin 2. That is the immune substance. You know, it costs $2,000 a shot if you go to somewhere to get it. But brave, courageous gratitude. Boost those chemicals in the brain. The greatest pharmacist in the world is in each of our brains.
Oh, so well put. Well, Marty, how can people find out more about you and your work?
Oh, well, they can go to the website, which is my last name, Wuttke, Wuttke, and then IPI, infinitepotentialinstitute.com. They can email us info@wuttkeipi.com or call 805-568-4192 here in Santa Barbara.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on Dream Power Radio today.
Thank you, Debbie. I really enjoyed being with you.
We've been speaking about neurofeedback with Marty Wuttke. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. If so, please hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, this is Debbie Spector Weissman saying, sweet dreams, everybody.
You've been listening to Dream Power Radio with your host, Debbie Spector Weissman. For more information on Debbie or to sign up for her newsletter, go to dreampowerradio.com. This has been Dream Power Radio.